This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Lawmakers are expected to hear from the acting director of National Intelligence Thursday about a secret whistleblower complaint. It's related to President Donald Trump's call to Ukraine's leader this summer that touched off an impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A small group of lawmakers got to read the complaint at the Capitol last night, including House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
I found the allegations deeply disturbing. I also found them very credible.
It will surely lead to questions for Acting Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire. Some Republicans defended the president, like South Carolina's Lindsey Graham.
To impeach any president over a phone call like this would be insane.
Even the president of Ukraine said he didn't feel pressure to act on the request to dig up dirt on Joe Biden and his family. Volodymyr Zelensky answered reporters' questions with President Trump at his side at the United Nations.
Nobody push it. Pushed me, yes.
In other words, no pressure.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani says President Trump's explanation for why he froze aid to Ukraine earlier this year does not match the facts.
Democrats are demanding to know if the president held back the military aid in a bid to force Ukraine to investigate the Biden family. He's been saying that wasn't the case at all.
As usual, the United States helps and nobody else is there. So I want to see other countries help.
And while meeting with Ukraine's president,
they have to feel a little bit guilty about it because they don't do what they should be doing.
What they're actually doing is giving Ukraine far more development assistance than the U.S. European Union institutions gave Ukraine $425 million from 2016 to 2017. That's more than double the U.S. contribution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. World leaders gathered at the UN General Assembly in New York are likely to hear Thursday about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This as officials from both sides get their turn to address the annual meeting. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is scheduled to give his speech in the morning. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is home trying to form a government after elections last week. So Foreign Minister Israel Katz will give the afternoon address at the UN. Israel's president has asked Prime Minister Netanyahu to try to form a new government after last week's deadlocked elections that have paralyzed the country. President Reuven Rivlin made the announcement after meeting Wednesday with Netanyahu and his primary challenger, Benny Gantz. The final election results announced Wednesday shows Netanyahu's Likud party winning 32 seats in the 120-seat parliament, only one less than Gantz's Blue and White Party. Even with the support of other allies, both parties remain short of the required 61-seat majority. Here's Netanyahu. Netanyahu said, "I accept this mission that you have given me." He went on, "The two of us cannot form a government unless we work together." Rivlin mediated two previous meetings this week between the politicians, hoping to reach a deal between Netanyahu and Gantz to form a unity government. The talks ended, though, because of disagreements over who should lead the new unity government. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Wednesday inaugurated Beijing's second international airport, which boasts the world's largest single-building terminal. Beijing Daxing International Airport opened for business just days ahead of the 70th anniversary of communist rule in China on October 1st. The first commercial flight departed later in the day to South China's Guangdong province. At the start, only domestic flights will use the airport, but it will offer 112 international destinations by next spring. The Associated Press reports former French president Jacques Chirac has died at the age of 86. Chirac was a two-term president who defiantly opposed the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003. He was also the first leader to acknowledge France's role in the Holocaust. The woman who launched France's Me Too movement against sexual harassment has been ordered to pay damages to the man she accused of harassment. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.